You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. So you ask, just who will be sitting in the Stateside host chair now that I'm retiring? Well, it is my pleasure now to introduce you to Stateside's new host, April Bear. And I say this with all of my heart, April Bear, welcome to Stateside.
Cindy, I cannot say how happy I am to be here with you, and just to be, it's such a thrill to be taking over and filling those big shoes.
Well, thank you. And I know, I want people to get to know you a little bit. You come to us from quite a few years in Oregon Public Broadcasting, but let's go further back than that. You are a Midwesterner.
Yes, it's true. We don't say this in polite company, but I am from the state of Ohio.
Okay, we won't hold that again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's no, to be
Ohio's
to be
great.
Yeah, and to be truthful, I mean, there is quite a lot of shared DNA, especially around Ann Arbor, and you get to Northwest Ohio. Mm-hmm. There's so much overlap in culture and just in geography and families, and our family is part of that.
Very much so. And you had the good luck to fall in love with a Michigander.
Yes, my husband grew up in Ann Arbor, has family in both Ann Arbor, Dexter area, and also in Marquette, the aunties and uncles, and his grandma. And yes, he's a graduate of the University of Michigan, so we are a mixed marriage, as they say.
Give us an idea of some of the roles that you've held in public radio through the years.
Right. So my superpower was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So my thing was morning shifts for many years. I worked a morning edition shift in Yellow Springs, Ohio, in Cleveland for several years. And then ultimately that was what took me to Oregon, was working on the statewide affiliate there for morning shift. Then I'd always done reporting, but I graduated to government affairs beat, legal affairs, military affairs. Also threw in some arts and culture and things on the changing demography of Oregon. And then for the past 6 years, I've been hosting an arts and culture show called State of Wonder. And that was a place where we looked at really what was going on everywhere in the world through the lens of the arts.
And what excites you most about this new job here on Stateside?
Well, I mean, getting back to news is huge. And let's just say it, getting back to news in 2020, it's an important opportunity. And I cannot think of a better time to be talking with people from Michigan about what's going on and how they're getting by and what is really going through their heads as we look at the stories and processes, not just the political ones, but everything that's flowing past us in the culture right now.
And it all connects. That's the thing I think I've realized over these years.
They are
all interconnected. What do you want Stateside to be with you and the host share?
Well, it needs to be the place where we can talk to each other. You know, it's the one thing that I have always, always prized above all other things is, frankly, not to steal the slogan, but that facts matter and that we're going to listen to each other. And that is what public radio is here to do. And that's been true. It was true in the broadcast era. It's still true in the podcast era. And I feel like regional stories deserve all the care and feeding and attention that the national news often gets. And the reason that Michigan radio was an important place to me was because I saw that happening here on Stateside and with reporting coming out of the newsroom, and I wanted to be part of that.
Well, you are part of an amazing team led by Jo Lynn Stroth and all of our wonderful producers. There's another April Van Buren, Mercedes
Two
Mejia.
Two Aprils, no waiting.
Mike Blank, Laura Weber Davis, you're in great hands with this team. So Godspeed and good luck, and I will be listening. April Bear, thank you.
Well, thank you. And you'll be listening with a glass in your hand, I hope, because it wouldn't be a going away party without a good bottle of Oregon wine.
Oh, thank you.
A Pinot Noir from one of my favorite vineyards. I think it's we who should be thanking you, Cindy,
April.
This across the table. Mm. And don't share it. That is just for you. We really, truly stand on the shoulders of everyone who's come before us.
Thank you.